I don't get.
You not
like,
on the train?
I like. No, I think he's sick. Like, I think he has some fire verses, but I just like.
Right.
Out of all the rap albums, I don't know why like Playboi Carti necessarily like stands out in terms of this like new wave.
I think the Magnolia just took off. You know?
I mean, Magnolia. The production on Magnolia is filthy, dude. It's so good.
I like putting that song on, just walking around. It's a perfect it's so walking good. Song.
There you go. There you have it. Songs to walk around with. Music to walk home by. You know that song? Tame Impala? Oh my god.
It feels like we're only going back.
You can put some music on and enter the trippy world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're just like, oh wow, this is not... I'm not thinking the same way as I was before.
Do you like Flying Lotus, James?
Flying Lotus, big fan. Was fortunate enough to catch his show this summer in Chicago.
Really?
Was incredible. The dude is so funny. He really is like a persona and a genius at the same time. You know, he's got some crazy electronic compositions. Check him out, Flying Lotus.
Hey, big shout to end us. Kobe Bryant's getting his jerseys retired. Jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Number 8 and I think it was 24.
24.
That's interesting.
Kobe Bryant.
He was definitely a pop culture icon through our middle school years.
Definitely.
Kobe Bryant.
He also had some, like, not
great
other things, but you know what?
Everyone's got their blemishes.
I guess, yeah.
Oh, there we go. There you have it. Kobe Bryant, NBA basketball.
How long is this show?
It's a 1 hour show. I want to thank our listeners.
Is there someone coming on next?
You know, we got jam sessions next.
Oh.
Hopefully.
They'll take good care of you.
Oh, yeah. They'll take good care of you.
You'll
thank you for listening.
Great hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever put on a vinyl in here, James? Do you ever just, like, pick out a vinyl and just play it?
I haven't, but like, I know it's a very fun activity. Of course, here at WMFO, we got thousands upon thousands of records. You can't even count them all. We got people spending hours a day cataloging them. They can't even see them.
If this awesome show somehow is not existent because of finals, we should just put on a vinyl.
We should. Lock the door.
Like a random
This one. Is our radio station.
A little vinyl action, you know. You know how it is.
What they want. Like
a little
pick
vinyl.
One. Just pick one out. Tell us what it is.
No, next one. Yeah, maybe.
They're so old.
Only if it's good.
All from the 60s, 70s,
read it out.
80s.
Glam bands and his orchestra, there comes a time.
I bet it's great.
I bet you could find it.
Glenn Vance.
Like, just try to find one of his songs.
There you go. That's it. That's what we got.
It's been a good semester.
I'll play you a track from this record. I hope you enjoy. It's an old one. It's a throwback. But you know. He's a jazz master, apparently. The dude is a jazz master.
Let's see how it is.
Christmas.
Ooh, Christmas.
I hope you have a fine one, but for me, it's blue.
Christmas stuff.
Happy holidays. That's
the way you see it. Happy holidays.
This is not that good.
Sidewalk Santa Claus is much
Asia.
Las Vegas Tango.
Shake off the demon. Brewer and Chip.
Hope you're enjoying our segment of the show called Anything Is Possible Extended here on WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You know, Fun fact, the FCC requires that you say exactly WMFO Medford or WMFO in Medford between 55 and 05 every hour. All I had to say about that is it's Agent Pi's fault. That dude might as well have mandated that rule himself. He's a mess. Oh, this is pretty cool. This is pretty trippy, you know? All right, next up we got some Cassandra Wilson for you.
Hey, one little tidbit about Kobe. Hot take coming in. I think his number 24 jersey, like him playing in that was like at least 3 times better than the number 8 version.
Haha.
8 times 3 is 24.
Quick math.
Quick math.
All right. Here we got a little bit of Harvest Moon by Cassandra Wilson. Hope you enjoy. This one sounds like quiet. Here we go. Here's some sound.
Here it comes.
This could be sampled.
Oh yeah.
Next one, next song.
So many underappreciated artists, you know what I mean?
Oh, you can be I like crazy. This one, I like this one.
Dude, we're all artists.
Oh, true.
Do you know this one?
No.
It sounds groovy.
It's probably one person out there among our hundreds of listeners.
Yes. Yes. Cassandra. I think you can be an absurdly talented artist in this world, and there's a chance that nobody will even know that you're an absurdly talented artist.
No idea.
Dude, well, with technology, you know, that's how you gotta get it out. You gotta make use of all the technology.
There you go.
Yeah, you can broadcast yourself now.
I got a friend.
No doubt. Oh yeah.
There's probably a lot of artists who got skipped over before you could be your own brand manager.
Right. Dev. James.
Kevin Eubanks.
We got a song by Kevin Eubanks. I'm gonna put this on the Spotify player.
Yo, anyone can make any music nowadays. It's crazy. I have a friend in the JCC, the Japanese Culture Club.
Right.
He's a senior now. His name is John Kawada. He's got a song on Spotify, over 1 million plays. He made it last year.
Oh my god.
What a beast.
An animal. Do you want to play it? I kind of want to listen to it.
It's pretty good. It's called
over 1,000.
No, over 1 million.
What's he doing after graduating?
I don't know.
Just ask
him. Little Kevin Eubanks. Alright, what's his artist name on Spotify?
John Kawada. J-O-N K-U A-D-A.
What kind of music?
It's like a beach vibe kind of deal.
Does he sing?
Yeah. It's like a sing rap kind of deal.
Oh, does he do the Cherry Cola?
Yeah, it's Cherry Cola.
Oh, Cherry Cola's good.
Have you ever heard of Cherry Cola?
Yeah, all right.
It's by John Kawada. He's in JCC.
Yeah, play Cherry
it's
Cola.
A dope song.
Cherry Cola from play John Kawada.
Play that loud.
This is a dope song.
It's good.
That's his girlfriend who laughs.
Hell yeah.
In the background there.
People at Tufts, man.
This is like the MGMT future.
Yeah, you know Guster started it, Tufts?
I don't know who Guster is.
You know, like Satellite, the song?
Satellite. Yeah.
Yo, live performance, on air, Ryan Bird, right there, a cappella. Delish.
James, if you sing a song, I'll sing a song.
Sorry.
Keep in mind, I might sing a Death Grip song.
Oh, nice, I want to hear you sing a Death Grip song. I'm not going to sing one, but I'll pressure you into it.
It goes.
Excellent singing ability there from Ryan Bird. This is really tight. Oh my god. If it's not you, then it won't do.
Yeah, this guy can go anywhere now and just like take the aux and put this on, and everyone's like, what's this? And they're like, wait, this is pretty good. And he's like, yeah, it's me.
Take that.
All right, I guess no yam session.
Yam session, RIP. You know, I mean, they had a good run with it.
Wait, so when someone leaves, what happens? Does the music keep playing?
Yeah, I gotta put on the automation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For how long?
Till the next person comes on.
When's the next person come on?
They're supposed to come on at 11, but there's no one to fill that slot, I guess.
So how long are you gonna automate for?
I just like put it on and leave.
It's just like songs, just random songs.
Yeah, it's curated. It's curated, but it is just songs.
Okay.
So like, yeah. If you want to stick around after this, hear some automated music, you know, feel free. There's nothing stopping you. You can just stay tuned to this broadcast and hear the music that comes through your radio transistor. So that's a good.
Anything is possible.
I like this song better.
Oh, dang it.
No, we're good.
Well,
I like the song too, though.
It's a good track as well.
Yeah,
it is a good track.
Song of the year.
You think it's song of the year?
I think it's song of the year.
James, what is the meaning of this song?
Alright, when he says, for this life I cannot change, Hidden Hills, he's talking about...
Oh, you actually looked this up.
Growing up.
Okay.
When he says, jump straight to the lake, he's referring to his times back in his old stomping grounds growing up.
Okay.
All right.
Why is it called Butterfly Effect? You think he just likes butterflies?
Because, you know, back in the day, you know what I mean, when Travis was kicking it, you know what I mean, back with his boys, you know what I mean, at home base, you know what I mean, he's having a good time growing up. You know what I mean? Really living his life. He decided to make Butterfly Effect about that. You know what I mean? Because okay. It's like Butterfly Effect. You know what I mean? You know okay. What I mean? Yeah.
You should write Pitchfork reviews. You're certified. You're well qualified to write Pitchfork reviews.
You know what I mean? Back in the day when I was writing Pitchfork reviews out of my mom's basement.
James, would you like ever consider music journalism at all, or no chance?
I'd like to. You know what I mean? Nick Adams does it, so like, I'm inspired. Good job, Nick Adams.
Do you know WordPress?
He's good.
A little WordPress action.
But he's very much like, I actually don't think, like at one point I thought he was being a little too narrow-minded. He's very much of the belief that like, if he fucks with it, or sorry, if he enjoys it, then it's good. But if he doesn't like it, then it's horrible. Like, okay. He doesn't like Travis Scott.
Oh, what a shame.
He thinks Travis Scott, like, is so annoying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's a lot of people in that vein. There's a lot of Travis haters.
But that's why I don't really like the needle drop either. I like people that, like, are at least, like, they're critical when they need to be, but they don't, like, they're not, like, as polarized. But I guess that's what makes, like, it interesting.
Right.
It's all subjective.
Like, ultimately, like, these artists are, like, working really hard to put out, like, a project.
Yeah.
And, like, some are better than others, like, that's for sure. But, like, at the end of the day, like, I think it's better to just, like, go into, like, listening to albums with a open mind as opposed to just like expecting that they'd be bad.
Dude, that's a metaphor for life.
Metaphor for life.
Don't read a book
by its cover.
Anyway, I just want to say,
don't read books. Just look at the cover. Make a judgment call.
Try to just absorb the information based on what you see in that image. Just be like, what's this about?
Osmosis.
Osmosis? You know what I mean?
Moses.
Osmosis Jones. Anyways.
That should be your DJ name.
Osmosis Jones.
Yeah.
My DJ name, Mickey Mouse. Just like Snow White. Just like any Disney name character. It's a funny thought.
Do you think you...
Pocahontas?
Pocahontas.
Yeah, we're all on radio. We still have our DJ names.
All right. Go around the circle. Going around the circle.
Yeah. I don't know what mine is, though. Like, I feel like mine needs to be, like... You know, someone needs to call me my DJ name.
All right. Hirodo.
Oats.
The DJ. The Oats DJ.
Quaker.
DJ Quaker. He brings the quake.
Greenberg's DJ name?
I don't know.
Youngberg.
Youngberg. DJ Youngberg. DJ Burgo. We got DJ Ryan Bird.
Flying yep. Free.
DJ Rye Guy. DJ Birdman.
Oh. Rye Guy from Rye.
DJ Bird Person.
DJ Birdman.
I like Bird Person.
And of course... If there's anyone still listening to us, DJ Brian Jerf.
DJ Earth.
So, yeah, just wanted to say thanks for the support this season, guys. You know, coming out on every one of our home games to, you know, support
cheer
the team.
Us on.
You know,
lead us to victory.
Oh yeah, we need
we
those.
Can't do it without the fans.
We need those encouraging. Yeah. Oh my God. Good stuff. Thank you so much. You know what I mean. Support the Medford community and stuff. You know.
Yeah.
The Medford stuff. Somerville, also a good town. You know what I mean. Massachusetts, support it. You know what I mean. Support the United States of America.
Legalize it.
You know what I mean. Yeah. The troops. Troops. Support the troops.
Definitely legalize the troops.
Legalize the troops.
Definitely.
And I just hope everyone who's listening, I hope you're happy. I hope you have a great night.
Hope you're happy.
You know what? That's all you gotta do is just be happy.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much in this world that you could stress out over. You can have little things in your life that may not go your way. But at the end of the day, be grateful that you're on this earth and you're blessed with all these opportunities to be a kid. You know what I mean? This is the best time of our lives, I'll tell you that right now.
The best place.
Best place.
A top 30 research institution.
The best place is where you are.
Top 30, number 30. Aren't we 29, 30? That's pretty good. You know how many colleges there are?
Yeah, there are a lot of colleges.
Eight. In the world.
Like,
yeah, there's like 31. Just 31. People would die to go here.
Bird, where would you go if you didn't go to Tufts?
Oh, Tufts. I would go to Tufts every time.
Really now?
Of course. I met James Gregoire.
Oh, yeah, wow. Of course.
Yeah, wouldn't trade that.
I'm at Tufts. I'd go here.
Sometimes I'm just like, which school do I go to? Oh, yeah, Tufts. That's the university I attend.
It's very interesting because it's like so much like an arbitrary decision almost.
Right.
Like, obviously, like running was a component.
Right.
But, like, I don't know, at the end of the day, it's like, there are so many different schools, and so many schools that are so similar to
They're them. All the same.
They're all the same. Like, Bowdoin's literally the same thing, except, like,
in the middle of nowhere.
Based on who you are, like, personality-wise, and what you get involved with at any given university, you will have the same experience.
Yeah.
I mean, not true, but...
That's cack-wise.
Not true, but...
Obviously, location that differs.
The size, too, though. Size, too, is huge.
Meh.
If you're at a huge school, it's so, like, you're meeting new people, like, every day.
Yo, but you end up just like forming a smaller group of people
yeah.
that you
yeah,
actually
yeah, yeah, yeah. You're gonna form a unit, and like what you get involved with is gonna be your unit, like yeah. clubs, teams.
I mean, it's always up to you and what you make of it. And I think that in any different environment, you might act in a different way. You know, at a big university, you might be a little more hesitant to go out and like talk to people because like you're too nervous, you're too shy. But like,
okay,
if it's a small university, you know, same people you see all the time, like, oh, I'll talk to these people now, like. You know, it's easy for us to say kind of in hindsight, too. I mean, we're not even done, but, like, looking back on, like, our freshman years, right? But, like, it's totally different.
Definitely.
But also just what you make of it.
But if you transfer from NESCAC to NESCAC, that's pointless.
Age with that, 100%.
Yeah.
NESCAC, we're talking about, you know.
You people NESCAC are all schools. The same.
Yeah, we went to Bates. The cafeteria was the same. The kids were all quirky.
Yo, Bones got lobster in their cafeteria, though.
We got lobster bisque.
We got food.
We have butternut bisque soup.
Oh, the split pea is my favorite. And the lentil.
Oh, God.
So good.
Young lentil.
All I have to say is
go,
the food is subpar, and we could do better with our budget. And it's annoying.
That's everyone's critique, though, at their respective universities.
100%.
Can you imagine, bro, like, at Harvard, like, you go in, like, obviously they do have way more, like, resources.
Right.
But, like, if one thing were to go wrong at Harvard, like, the kids are probably just like,
are you kidding me? Like, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's Harvard.
Yeah.
It's such, like, entitlement. But you are paying a lot of money, but, you know.
You're just surprised to see that the most prestigious university in the world is also jank.
Right, yeah. Right.
We're all bootleg.
We're all jank. We're all a little quirky.
Right down.
Dude, Snapchat is a crazy app.
Snapshot. Hi, Snapshot.
Well, I also have a crazy Snapchat story. Not as sick as the MVMT one, though.
There's this girl who goes here whose cousin is Evan Spiegel.
Really?
Yeah, the guy who created Snapchat.
Isn't he, like, dating...
Yeah, they got married.
Who?
He was with Taylor Swift for, like, a second.
No, but who is it? Bart? No. Who is it? Mila Kunis?
Some model, some supermodel.
Just like gorgeous, yeah.
If you get the chance, go. Business Insider did this whole thing about his life. He has a wild life. Just read it.
Miranda
Kerr.
You might get
mad. Read.
Miranda
go home.
Kerr,
read.
I love
you go to
Miranda
Stanford.
Kerr.
Miranda Kerr.
Yeah, Miranda Kerr is a Sports Illustrated model.
Yeah.
This dude's a beast. Holy crap. He's born in 1990.
Anyways, she was like. This guy's cousin who goes here, she was telling me, like, he would, like, test out all the new features, like, with her. It's, like, all the, like, friends thing. She's, like, the group chats she saw first. She saw, like, the first video. And she's
the
been,
filter.
Like...
The first filter.
And she was like, what is this? This is dumb. Signing non-disclosure forms. read the Business Insider rundown of his life. You might get angry at it.
This dude is controversial.
He just kind of walked into it. It's really weird. I'm sure he put in a ton of effort.
Hey, Spiegel made a statement in 2015 that Snapchat is only for rich people and that he doesn't want to expand into poor countries like India and Spain. Spiegel decried Pompliano's comments and elaborated. Obviously, Snapchat is for everyone. It's available worldwide to download for free. What a controversy.
Worldwide. Global.
A month before Evan got engaged to Miranda, he purchased a 7,164 square foot, $12 million house, previously owned by Harrison Ford.
What?
It's pretty funny. He wears the same white V-neck everywhere.
That's the thing. He's trying to be like
God.
Zuckerberg. He's one of Zuckerberg.
Kerr describes Spiegel as very traditional and believes in sex after marriage. Very interesting.
Square.
Anyway, Anything Is Possible Radio extended 11:22 p.m. Thank you for listening to our final show of the season. It's been a great run, you know what I mean? We've really done it all.
Thank you, James, for inviting me on.
Thank you so much, James.
Thank you for coming on.
Absolutely.
Of course, anytime. Oh, yeah, dude.
It's electric.
Good stuff.
It's almost an electric feel.
Good stuff.
QMDMT walking in right now.
Cue it.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. And we've got them. They're here.
They show up whenever we say.
DJ Quaker
gone.
Out for sure. Thank you, Quaker.
Hold the O's. Let's go.
Thanks for having us, James. Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays, everybody. Yeah. Keep it real. WMFO. Freeform.
FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
early days. You had to be strong at such a very young age. A new life on Lima Lane. So won't you listen? Fall of 82. I fell into dark times and you were there to help me through. You told me that a downturn will eventually improve, and you were right, so I'm thanking you. So won't you listen?
This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council. We'll be right back.
Come on, get me, I'll be gone, gone. You're falling back and you trail behind, and you will not care. Wow, hey, hey, come on. Elephant.
Thank you.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.